From the president of the New Zealand Medical Association today. Have a listen to this.
I hope the ministry can engage more with us in a meaningful way, though to be perfectly honest, I have no confidence in the ministry or in its ability to meaningfully do anything.
Pippa Mackay was speaking at a Medical Association conference. She was referencing rather the Ministry of Health's performance. She's with me now. Good evening to you, Pippa.
Hello.
You've got an issue with some of the senior leaders at the Ministry of Health. What is that issue?
Well, I guess that, I mean, I don't think the ministry is an easy organisation to deal with, but I think more obviously from the very top they've failed. There's been a failure, an obvious failure with the DHB funding today. They just got a $38 million amount wrong. They also underestimated an accommodation renovation thing they did at $18 million a couple of years ago. There was a mental health strategy just put out recently, which the Treasury said, was just
right.
Hopeless, just yeah. Totally inadequate. So there's been a lot of things.
You've been critical of the Health Minister, Jonathan Coleman. You say he lacks engagement, he accepts poor standards within the Ministry of Health. Can you be more specific about that, or what you've just referenced? Do you believe that lays at his feet? Is he responsible for that?
Well, of course he is. It's his ministry. And for him to say that the ministry is performing very well, when we know from I think state services as well have suggested that the ministry is not performing at all well. And the Director General is responsible for his ministry. And I find it astonishing that with these very obvious failures, I mean big financial failures, that he should still be there. I mean, as a doctor and somebody working in the health community, those things, I can read about them and think, oh, God, that's outrageous. How can you still keep your job with that? But, I mean, at a lower level, in which I work, the ministry seems dysfunctional to me.
Right. Funding is an issue that has come through in today's speech. The government says it's throwing billions at our health system. Who's feeling this the most? Is it GPs? Is it hospitals? Who's carrying this huge burden right now?
Well, I mean, we get our funding through the DHB. I think the whole system, I mean, every health minister will say, oh, we're throwing more and more money at it. The reality is people are living longer. There were 97,000 new people coming to New Zealand last year. We're getting more people. They're living longer. We can do more for them. So inevitably, like, in New Zealand, like all of the Western world, health costs cost more. So that you are always going to have to put more money in. It's not actually going as far. It's being stretched ever thinner and ever thinner. The
right.
Money going to the DHBs is simply not sufficient, and it's certainly not sufficient in primary care and general practice.
Under Helen Clark, Labor abolished waiting lists, and that was and still is achieved, tragically, I think, by hospitals and specialists and what have you in DHBs, turning away people who need health care. That's how they abolished wait lists. They just got rid of the wait list. How do you correct that? I mean, I know in Christchurch, the charity hospital there picks up an enormous amount of slack, but, charity in our health system, how would you correct that issue in addressing the unmet need in this country?
Look, it's a pretty difficult thing. I mean, at the moment, there's, if you can't be seen and have your surgery within 4 months, then you can't be on the list because the DHB will pay a financial penalty to the ministry. Now, that is punitive and ridiculous and artificial. So what people like me, and every other GP screens people out and says, look, I'm sorry, I'm not going to refer you because there's simply no point. So, I mean, there is never going to be enough money to do what people want. I accept that. And there's always going to be rationing. But the rationing has become so punitively unrealistic now. Elderly people who have paid their taxes and for a period of their lives paying taxes at 60-odd%, they have a kind of expectation that the public system will be there for them, and it's not anymore. They can't get a hip replacement, they can't get a knee replacement, and I just don't think that's reasonable. So the thresholds for people getting care have to be lower than they are, and that means more money. And it's nonsense for Jonathan Coleman to say we're doing more surgical procedures. He is counting eye injections for macular degeneration. He's also counting skin excisions for skin cancer. I mean, these are not things that you would count as surgical operations. They are not equivalent to a hip replacement or a gallbladder removal.
Pippa Mackay, I appreciate your input. The President of the Medical Association, thank you. extraordinary, isn't it? Our health system, the government tells us, is in rude good health. The unmet need out there and the number of people being turned away from our hospitals and our GPs is, well, it's an embarrassment. It's 5:24.